USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is reporting the U.S. Senate will vote today to raise the federal government's $28.9 trillion debt limit, avoiding an unprecedented default by the end of the month. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old human smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
The blood is on the hands of the president.
Another Democrat-run state is forcing an indoor mask mandate regardless of vaccination status. California on Wednesday will join New York State, saying mask wearing will become mandatory in all indoor public settings across California, regardless of vaccination status. The mandate will remain in place until January 15th. USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
A Portland protester that attacked a Fed with a hammer is going to jail now.
A Texas rioter is headed to federal prison for attacking a deputy U.S. marshal with a hammer during a Portland protest. The Oregon U.S. Attorney's Office, saying 24-year-old Jacob Gaines was sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison after pleading guilty to one count of assaulting a federal officer with a deadly weapon. According to court documents, Gaines used the hammer to break through a barricaded entrance at the Hatfield Federal Courthouse on July 11, 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper and ESPN are reporting the Las Vegas Raiders' Allegiant Stadium is expected to host Super Bowl 58 in 2024. The Super Bowl this season will be held at SoFi Stadium in Inglewood, California. The Arizona Cardinals will host the game in 2023 at State Farm Stadium. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Right now, I got to straighten out this closet. One side.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, here I am.
Yikes! Oh, George, we've got company.
The greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, on this radio station or online anywhere podcasts are served by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden's open border policy has cost two more Americans their lives. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This hit me to my core, and I've seen a lot of death in this job as Lieutenant Governor from domestic shootings and police violence and the disasters, but this one hit me to my core. Last Saturday morning at 11:30, Carmen Sosa and Vera Diana, mother and daughter, 59 and 21, were sitting in the car at a stop sign. Little did they know that the minutes before, some wild, crazy smuggler was racing through stop signs and red lights in the town of Mission, right on the border. Did I see any comment from the White House? Did I see a condolence and prayers from either Biden or Kamala Harris or Mayorkas? No. Nothing. They don't care about American lives. The blood is on the hands of the president. This is a strong thing for me to say, but I believe it in my heart. If these policies don't change, these won't be the last people to be killed. Mayorkas, I'm asking you to resign tonight. Tonight. If you won't resign, and if, Mr. President, if you won't reach out to this family, then you have to look at yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, do you care at all about them?
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.